And then for the rest of the day, you should be able to pretty much leave it. We should be able to leave it on that for the rest of the day.
So at the end of closed session, should I go to the sea?
If you're going back to the open session, you need to,
what they say, go back and take a break and sit down there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be exactly that complicated, but I never know, so I'm just taking those, whatever kind of scenario might happen. But usually when they go into closed session, they stay there. And then they close out the meeting.
Are they going to have an agenda on Friday?
I hope so.
Or it's safe, if they're going to be closed
session? I hope so. And then the closed session stuff will be sealed, so that we ask them if they get all the perfect topics that we're taking in.
And can I sit where that is so I'm not distracting people by getting up and...
Yes, you can. Yes, you most certainly can. So, I suggest that, you know, the way that table is like this, that depending on how... I mean, there's only 8 members the first day. Depending on how, if you can, try to get the same table and be kind of where Pam sits.
In the middle,
where you sit, you know, it's just in the middle. It's probably better to do it on the right side so you don't have those people passing you while the food is. You don't want that food behind you, because that's where Carol will put it, and that's where they'll sit and eat, and you can hear all kinds of rumbling and rattling and everything while they're eating, because hopefully they'll take a break.
Can you add that room down there to have 12
litters this one? I know. Well, Chris asked us a different room, and there's an HR. Training room's the only one.
This would be a much better room.
I think so too.
I just think it'd be a better room for presentations in the whole nine yards. I mean, are they gonna have like pictures and stuff?
I have no idea. I don't have a clue.
Look through and see if she can get this. Is it available?
I don't know that it's available yet. The other thing is she's gonna give us a draft schedule. So there's going to be a council meeting August 29th or 31st. I don't know how she's going to be able to do that, but anyhow, I guess they can figure it out. A full council meeting.
During the day?
I don't know. It sounds like a Monday night meeting.
They said they weren't going to do that.
I know. And I told Chris, I said, Chris, they need to know these things.
There's a communication gap again.
Yeah, I said, because there's some more work sessions that are coming up. I said, we need to know these things because we're not here. I'm off and Sneed's off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here that day, but we're off that week prior. And, you know, we're looking at folks that are just all of a sudden putting things on us, and we need to know all this stuff. So she promised she didn't need.